In your testimony, you say that ISIS has lost half its Iraq-based leadership. How do we know that?
I'm sorry. Say again your question, sir.
You said that ISIS has lost half of its Iraq-based leadership. How do we know that? Do we have pretty good intelligence from that standpoint?
We actually do have pretty good intelligence on this matter. And in the process of tracking the elements within the senior echelons of ISIL's leadership, we have been tracking and systematically as we're able to find them, dealing with them.
You also said that in the last 6 months, we have amply demonstrated that ISIL is a little more than a criminal gang and death cult, which now finds itself under increasing pressure, sending naive and gullible recruits to die by the hundreds. What's your evaluation of the accretion versus degradation ratio? I mean, how many people are coming into the battle, actually being drawn and recruited by what they see in ISIS versus the people that really are dying?
Well, I think that's a difficult number to
Is it
ultimately
positive or negative? Are more people joining the fight versus what we're able to degrade?
Well, I'd say two things. The numbers are up, and the numbers are up because we're now tracking the numbers in ways we haven't before. And I think the numbers are also up because of the so-called caliphate, and that has created, in some respects, a magnetism for those elements that want to be part of this, that want to support this emergence within their own sense of their faith. And so that has created a recruiting opportunity for ISIL that they had not had before.